Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women of Wisdom, everyone. Today I'm blessed to be talking about the Dream Class format, which I am unfamiliar with, but my guest is certified in it. So I'm going to let my guest take it away. And, well, she's muted right now, but she's really passionate about this. So let me just unmute her and let her take it away.
Well, hi.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes, how are you?
Good. And I'm really excited to talk to you about the dream classes. And that leads me to my first question. What are dream classes and how would you explain them to the common listener?
Oh, yes, for sure. Well, Dream Classes at the basis was founded by a wonderful woman in Quebec called Geneviève Young. And it's like, we could call it like a speed dreaming. And it's a workshop, a game, a conference, an afternoon where people will share their dream and they come there to propel their dreams towards their full self-realization.
So is it like a networking event, so to speak?
It's more for dream. It's not really a business networking event. It's really a place where people come there with a dream in mind, and they will share it with other people. Sorry about this. They will share it, and other people will help them realize it by giving them contacts they know. Because at the basic, Geneviève Young, the founder, when she created this, before she created this, she had the dream of meeting Oprah Winfrey. So, and she wasn't sharing her dreams with anyone, so nobody could help her. So one day she was in an event, and the speaker said to her, you know, Geneviève, if you want to realize your dream, you've got to share it with people. So she, at the end of the event, in front of 400 people, she shared her dream of wanted to meet Oprah. And what happened after these days, she started to receive emails and phone calls from many people looking to help her to meet Oprah. And after this, she met her twice. One in her big show she was giving, and the other was she was invited on her... on her show directly. So after realizing this dream, she decided to create the dream class concept and to really bring people, about 100 to 125 people, in a safe environment, because as you probably know, usually in the everyday life, when we try to share our dreams, there's always someone there to say, no, you won't do this, you won't realize this.
Yes.
So that's why she created a workshop with it.
Yeah. So tell me your experience on meeting Oprah. I snuck on to your website about 2 months ago now, and it had a lovely video of you giving us baseline knowledge of dream classes. And by the way, one of your dreams was meeting Oprah Winfrey. How was that dream manifest?
My dream was not that. That was the dream of Geneviève Young, the founder.
So I thought you at one point said you yourself wanted to meet Oprah Winfrey. Am I correct?
It was really the founder, and she realized the dream, and that's probably the video you're referring on the website, I guess.
Well, I think it was, so it was the founder of this program. It wasn't you wanting to meet Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds to me a fairly interesting process. And how do people go about doing this? Is it a vision board process or what?
Now, people, first, when they register, we ask them to share their dream with us in less than 20 words. And after, on that day, they come at the event, and they are all at different tables, and then they will share their dreams with other people in the class. So that's why we call it like a speed dreaming. It's not a networking, but it's really to share their dream. And they will get, if I could call it like a little journal where everyone's dreams and picture are in it. So it's easier for everybody to help each other's after if they know someone who could, or if themselves could help the person to realize their dream. Well, one of my dreams, because when I first myself 1 year ago attended a dream class, well, at the end of the event, I wanted to, my dream there was to create another platform and help people to live from their passion. And when I went to a dream class, I shared a dream, and from that day, I started to receive help from others in order to build that dream. And a few months later, I've built a website with training, online training, helping people to live from their passion. So that's what happened to me after attending my first dream class. And for sure, at the end of the dream class, I saw myself doing the same thing. So that's why I approached the founder in order to have a license and to facilitate these events too, to help others achieve it.
And what has been your favorite dream story so far?
From people, there's so many. I don't know
well,
if I have just one. Like I have, I know someone. I have someone lately who shared that she's a great singer, and she could write song, and she shared that she was looking for people who could write music on her writings. And after the dream class, she received 6 contacts to getting help on this, and also some people asking her demo. So that was great. Now she's working on that right now.
Oh, my God. So
and some people sometimes have the dream to write a book, and right after, they have all the tools to start writing it.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a specific dream, does it? It could be anything.
It could be anything, and by experience, what I could say to people, and in everyday life, is like this. More specific it will be, and more it comes from our heart, something magical will happen.
So it isn't for the weekend haunt, presenting your dream in front of a group of strangers, so to speak. And how would people get over that fear of presenting their dream to a group of strangers that are not their friends and family?
Yes, I hear you. And this is why the green class were created. So it's an afternoon workshop. And first, we start by, like myself, doing a little conference of 30 minutes, explaining a part of my life and where I did achieve my dreams and how I did it and what happened and everything, all this. So already that 30 minutes brings confidence to people, brings something special to people in order for them to share their dream after. And then they'll share their dream. It's like, and we put music also, so it's bringing really people more in confidence to share their own dreams, and usually people does.
And
because they know they're in a safe place too. The other thing they all know, it's the after the every other people are there to help them realize their dream.
Yes. And so it's not, sharing your dreams isn't scary. It's the way you do it. It's full of support.
Exactly.
So what would you say to people that want to do a dream class? Would you say to people they can do it online, or would you say to people that they can do it in person, or how would you recommend that they do it?
For their dreams, it's important to share it with people. Maybe share it with people who will support you. And this is why Dream Class were created. It's only in Canada. Like we do, like 2 weeks ago, I host one in English in Montreal, soon in Ottawa and Toronto, and really soon they'll be all over the world. So when you'll see Dream Classes, it's really a safe place to share. But in day-to-day life, I would say to share it with people you trust and believe in your dream, because every dream are possible.
So right now it's a Canadian thing. I have never heard of a dream class in my life. No wonder why. So it's a Canadian thing. But are you people from the U.S. welcome to do it, or do we have to wait?
Everybody is welcome to do it for sure. Like next June 13, if there's people near Toronto but in the U.S., you could come. There will be a great event in Toronto, so that will be really awesome too. I know eventually, I don't know when, I know there will be dream classes in the U.S. too. But the other thing I could say, if ever someone have a group of 100 people, you just send me a message and I will go anywhere in the States and host it. I will be happy to do it. I could do that for sure.
So even though it's a Canadian-based thing, you're versatile enough to come to us.
For sure.
And what has been your greatest joy in all this?
It's to see people opening themselves and feeling safe to realize their dream and have. I could see that light inside of them that they want to realize their dream and they know it's possible. And it's so beautiful. And to see each people in that class doing everything they can to help others to make this happen too. And that's always touched my heart when I see that.
And so what was the hardest thing for you to be teaching this from a teaching standpoint?
Could you repeat your question?
The hardest thing for you to get to learn how to teach others how to do this?
The hardest thing? My hardest thing was maybe to deliver it in English, because my first language was in French, is French. So in Quebec, there's other people doing dream classes in French, and Geneviève was looking for some people to do it in English too. And I decided to do it because that was important. So when I did my first one in English, I wanted to make sure to deliver the message to help the most people that was there.
So English being not your native language, French being your native language, that was one of your dreams, to help other people in English.
two, yes, that was two.
Yeah.
It's important. And it was something like going outside of my comfort zone of doing it, but at the same time, language should never be a barrier, you know, a limit, because dreams are coming from arts, from the heart of every people, and everything is possible. So we are all there to help others, no matter
well,
the language.
Everything is possible. And now, since it's a Canadian-based thing, and will it soon be an international thing? Or are they working on that? Or no?
Oh,
will
yes,
it,
they are.
They...
Oh, yes, that's the founder, Genevieve Young. It's her dream to have dream class all over the world. So one step at a time, it's coming. I have no dates. It's not my my thing to know the dates. Me, what I do is I facilitate those in English wherever someone wants, and the rest, it will come. You'll hear more and more about dream classes.
The rest, it will come. And so you can't just now, throwing this out to the universe that dream classes are a popular thing. And what year was this all started?
2012, here in Quebec, in French.
2012. So it's not that old. So eventually it will pick up steam, and eventually I have heard of doing vision boards myself and writing my dreams down and sharing them with people, of course, all that good stuff. But I have never heard a dream speed dating class, so to speak.
Yes, and you would enjoy it, I'm sure.
Well, I am fascinated by this new concept that they're now taking business networking to a whole different level, even though you guys don't call it business networking. And if someone wanted to start a dream class in the U.S. and without being trained in it, would they have to go up to Canada? I presume they would.
If someone wants to attend one, they could come to Canada. If they have a group, like I say, 125 people, anytime you could reach me, I could go there. If someone wants to start facilitate some like I'm doing, well, first, it's good to attend one to see how do you like it. And then there's always a way to put in contact with the founder, and she would go more in the details about that. My part is to facilitate dream class.
So your part is to facilitate dream classes. You're not certified in facilitating others.
Yes. When we say facilitate, is I have yes, I'm certified to host dream class wherever I want in the world. Well, now I'm doing some in Canada, but like I say, if someone in the U.S. wants, I would go. That's not a problem.
But are you able to teach others how to do it?
No, that's the founder's job.
So
it's Genevieve
Young.
Founder. Yeah.
The founder hasn't given her liaisons yet the power of teaching others how to do it.
She's the one who takes care of this.
Well, good on her. I wish she would give the power to others, because it sounds like a fascinating process. And I got to tell you guys something, to my listeners who are listening now. Yes, the founder did meet Oprah, as we said, and that is just fascinating in itself. Oprah is a powerhouse right there. And she was invited on Oprah to speak about her dream classes. Am I correct?
No, not to speak about her dream class, because it wasn't create. That's not what I said. She was invited because it was her dream, and she was invited for a specific class she was hosting on her show. If I remember, it was a live class called Colorism.
So the founder...
She created Dream Class after realizing her dream of meeting Oprah.
Okay, so now I've got it straight in my head. She created Dream Class is after she realized that she wanted to meet a powerhouse.
She founded Dream Classes after she realized her biggest dream of meeting Oprah.
That was one part
of her story and her life. And after she said, well, you know, everyone can realize their dream if I did. And let's start this new concept about Dream Class and bring people together in a respectful place and to share their dreams and help each other also to realize their dream. It's a really wonderful concept. Like, I invite everyone in Toronto really soon, or if not, like, you have a group, contact me. I'll go. I'll be happy. It won't be that long also that you'll hear different classes in the States and all over the world and in different language. This is the goal. This is their dream now.
So this is a fascinating dream. More's yet to come. And how many people who are doing this actually are facilitators that speak English?
In English, we're two. In French, there are five. Well, I could do that in French, but in French, there are five. In English, there are two. And more are coming.
Really? Only two people do this in English?
Well, it's new in English. It's new. That's why.
That's fascinating.
Because it's so young. It's really young. Like I said, like, it started in French in 2012 for 2 years like that, and now this year in 2015 it's starting in English. So it's going to grow really fast now.
Well, it's going to go really fast. And what would you say to people that want to get in contact with you?
You can reach me. You know, I would suggest, I will spell it, my website, and they'll have all my emails and everything if they have more questions. So my website is my full name. So www.carelbelanger, so I'll spell it, CareleBelanger.com. And / Dream Class, DreamClass. There's information there, but on the website you'll see a contact if people have more questions and all this. And I guess on your blog page, when there's my website is there too, so
people can
click it if you didn't hear my spelling. You could find it there, and I'll be happy to answer the question or refer you to the founder. Any question, I will answer it for sure.
Because we're
at a point that people deserve to realize their dream.
Can people ask you the idiotic questions too? Like, how much does this cost? How much is the fee to participate in a dream class?
Yes. Any questions are good. And the fee in Canadian money is $45 for the afternoon. So it's a really good price.
So that's a drop in a hat. And yes, it's Canadian.
Will be in U.S., I don't know what's the amount exactly, but
you guys have the price. You have a weaker dollar than we do. So
yes.
That is when it comes to the U.S. standards, that is a drop in a bucket compared to what all these other manifesting people are charging. Jeez. And I wish you the best of luck with all your adventures, and I appreciate the time and having you on Women of Wisdom and explaining about dream classes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another fabulous episode of Women of Wisdom. And I'm so blessed and honored to have Grail speaking on dream classes. And let's live our dreams to the fullest. And until next time, I hope you enjoyed this episode.